Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach or empty. I mean, I would recommend maybe, you know, not going into the office taking one, but, you know, whatever. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys, like Juge, talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps your follow through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A., America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
Everybody, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are going free preview all the way until the Saints season starts, and that's courtesy of mybookie.com. mybookie.ag. Guys, go there. They have the best player perks in the business. They have the most secure, safe online gambling app anywhere. You can bet on anything you want. You can bet on players' fantasy point totals over under. You can bet on games over under. They have a fantasy picks contest where you pick five NFL games a week, and you can have a share of $100,000 in prize money to enter. And right now, just for Saints Happy Hour listeners, they're giving you a 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. Use the code ARMCHAIR, and you get a 100% sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for first deposit. So go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Use the code ARMCHAIR and get your 100% sign-up bonus right now. MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Andrew. So it's Tuesday, and we're still in the afterglow of the Saints just looking amazing versus the Jets. But now we're starting to hone in on the roster, right? We got to figure out who's going to make the team, who's going to get cut. And you did an amazing job in your grades, by the way, and that's free, too. You go to Patreon, check out Andrew's grades, and read them.
It's not free for long.
It's not free for long. You got one more week of free grades. And Andrew went all out and graded 15 players for you this week, where during the year he's going to grade every player. But for the preseason, we don't really care about every player, but he gets 15 freaking grades for you people this week, so you should go and check it out. But the thing that I wanted to start with today, Andrew, is players that are on the bubble, might make the roster, might not. And I'm going to start with a guy. I think there's a couple of players that we'll get to in a second that may or may not be on the roster, but I don't necessarily think they're going to be cut. I think the Saints may trade them or whatever. But I'm going to start with a guy who last year he was all the rage, he looked amazing. And he helped Drew Brees break the record for the yardage. And that's Tre'Quan Smith. He was looking like a guy who was going to break out. And then he got hurt, and he sort of slid behind Kirkwood, and he never sort of recovered. And this preseason, he's looked awful, I think. And I'm wondering, like, could he be a guy where he doesn't make the run? We're like, wow, they caught a third-round pick? I mean, is he in that grave of danger?
Yeah, you're talking about Tre'Quan Smith, and
You know, I think he makes his team. I think he's okay because I still think they love his potential and they know what he can do. And, you know, he would certainly be the guy that I think they would trade if they shipped him out. In other words, I think you would find teams interested in his services if they decided they wanted to move on. But the receiver's tough because, you know, we've talked about this. Like, who is the number three guy? You've got Ginn and you've got Thomas. But then there's Kirkwood, there's Emmanuel Butler, there's Austin Carr, who we know the Saints like a lot. And Traquan's probably the biggest name of that group. You know, he has the highest potential, yeah. And he's probably the guy that would attract the most suitors. But you're right. Like, of those guys, I would say he has stood out probably the least. I mean, I would say in camp it's probably been Emmanuel Butler, but we haven't really seen that in the games yet. In terms of, like, what we've heard from Breeze and Peyton, somehow Austin Carr is kind of high up the list. And then you've got Kirkwood, who we kind of like. I like Kirkwood. I think he's a good receiver. And Traquan Smith, I would say, has been more of a disappointment with the higher ceiling. So he's a weird one. I mean, I think he makes a clear one. I think he maybe even has a role when he's won against the Texans. I mean, that's my assumption, is that he's going to make this team and he's going to play. But I don't think that's a given. And I do think he's a bubble player, and I do think he's at risk. I think receiver's crowded, and that's the big question. Has he shown enough? I mean, the Saints, whether it's been Willie Snead or Kenny Stills or Brandon Cooks, they have shipped these guys out, you know, and they haven't been afraid to lose guys.
Well,
like this.
I feel like receiver's crowded, but it's not talented. Like, there's a lot of dudes there. But it isn't like there's a lot of guys that excite me, and if they cut one of them or they trade, I'll be like, oh, my God, they did what? Like, I'll be like, hey, yeah kind of, that kind of.
I mean, I'll be honest, Traquan feels very, like, latter stage Robert Meacham, you know? And Kirkwood and Emmanuel Butler, they feel very Brandon Coleman-y. And I know that sounds horrible. Like, fans are hearing that, and they're like, oh, my God, like, they're way better than Brandon Coleman. He was awful. Well, Brandon Coleman wasn't awful. He was a guy that scored a handful of touchdowns for the Saints every year and, you know, caught 20, 30 balls. And he wasn't great. He was inconsistent, but he was a guy that produced a little bit. And I don't view Brandon Coleman as awful at all. Like,
he was a UDFA who carved out an NFL career.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think Emmanuel Butler and Kirkwood are kind of in that same realm. And I don't view that as an insult, but I'm kind of with you. Like, is it talent or is it just like guys that can make plays but that don't stand out as difference makers?
Yeah. I mean, now, that'll be interesting with the receiver. The one guy that's really sort of fascinated me, and I think he turned the corner for me, I started to really pay attention, is it wasn't in the game, but it was one day in training camp. I think it was against the Chargers last week where he played on special teams and he blew two dudes up, and that was Ken Crawley. And that, to me, sort of raised up my ears and like, oh, this guy realizes that his
– Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The NFL sort of livelihood is on the line, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go play special teams because special teams is all about want to and desperation, right? And he looked, you're great. He looked, by you, he looked amazing. I know it was lower competition, but he looked really good against the Jets. Is he a guy that has moved into the might not be on the roster, but he's too good to cut category?
I think he could be. You know, corner is interesting because I feel like you've got, obviously, Lattimore and Apple as your starters, and then P.J. Williams, I think, will at least start the season as your nickel. But then you've got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and the question becomes, does he maybe count more as a corner than he does a safety? You know, because he plays the slot a lot, and so you start to feel like, hey, if he counts as one of our corners, does that make Crawley?
I want him. I want him to play. This is my no tape watching expertise. He looks like a guy that's whatever a corner needs to be successful. He's got it, and I want him playing, and I will live with his mistake.
Oh, well, I think they're going to carve out a role for him, and I don't think it's impossible that he supplants P.J. Williams as the primary nickel guy at some point in the year. Maybe even early in the year, but you know, he's going to be in the mix for sure. But so then you've got Patrick Robinson and Crawley, and you know, does Patrick Robinson give you special teams ability as the number four, number five corner? Not really. Does Crawley give you that? I mean, I think my answer before this offseason would have been not really also. But if one of those two guys is showing willingness and ability to do it, I think defensive backfield starts to get a little crowded after your number four corner because I mentioned Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but, you know, J.C. Gray has looked very good, and I don't think that's a guy they want to cut. And Saquon Hampton is another guy they're probably going to want to keep. And Banjo, I think, is on the bubble as a special teamer. And you've got Justin Hardy who has a chance to make this team. So you've got all these guys that are maybe not guys that you want to see on the field on defense, but they might be able to hack it a little bit, and they have some value on special teams. So these guys, all these guys I named are battling for spots.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I mean, if I said to you, give me a name of a guy that you're going to go to Vegas and you're going to bet $50 that he's not going to be in the roster, the fans are going to go, ooh, that's interesting, who would it be?
Well, I don't even think it's that surprising of an answer, but I think Patrick Robinson is at very big risk of being cut. Now, financially, the Saints don't really benefit from cutting him, you know, because his contract is pretty much all guaranteed. So, you know, from a financial standpoint, he's on solid footing to – I mean, basically, the Saints have every reason to keep him financially because they don't gain anything from letting him go. But I think Sean Payton will cut him if he feels like, hey, man, you're washed and we've got other corners that just frankly look better than you. I mean, why would you? Why would you hang on to him and get rid of a younger player like Ken Crawley if Ken Crawley looks better? So, you know, I think it all comes down to who they believe can help them as the season goes along because you do have attrition and guys get injured. And, you know, that's the question. If you're in week 12 and you're decimated at corner and Lattimore's out for a couple weeks and Eli Apple turns his ankle, like, and you're going up against Julio Jones or Mike Evans, and that's the question. Do you want Patrick Robinson covering those guys or do you want Ken Crawley? And it's bad either way, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, which guy do I feel more confident in that can hack it if I bracket and I give him safety help and I, you know, create a defense that kind of helps them out, which guy is going to be able to be more capable. Right now, I feel like Crawley looks better than Patrick Robinson, so I think Robinson gets cut.
Yeah, so, guys, this wraps up Tuesday's Saints Happy Hour edition. It's been free. It's going to be free until the season starts. But let me tell you, you're going to want this podcast. You're going to want Andrew's grades at $10. You want your free koozie and your magnet. But most of all, you're going to want this podcast when the Saints have breaking news. And they may have trades you know, rumors of whatever, the Saints always doing moves. You may get a free one before the season starts. But during the season, like when it's trade deadline week, there ain't going to be another Saints podcast that's going to get their shit up and posted as fast as we are. And you're going to want that. And, baby, it ain't going to be free. And you're going to pay your $10 a month. But we give you your Saints fix. We're like Saints drug dealers. We give you a taste, but then we hook you. And you need to get hooked, and you need to do it. It's only $10 a month, Andrew. You're not even going to break anybody, you know? So go ahead and do it, and we will see you again tomorrow.